Today we're going to relate to Shammai's third statement in Mishnah Tesvav, Hevi Mekabel es kol adam b'sever panim yafot. The phrase sever panim is interesting. Not just panim yafot, with a pretty face, but b'sever panim yafot. Many commentaries point out that what this comes to teach us is that sometimes it requires svara, it requires thinking to find the good and the basis for panim yafot when we look at other people. This obviously is a very important idea. We see this regarding the relationship between a Rebbe and Talmud. The Gemara in Tanit Avchet quotes Rava who says, if you see a Talmud who finds it difficult to learn, he finds learning like iron in its difficulty. It's because of his Rebbe, Sheino Masbir Lo Panim, who isn't relating to him properly, personally. The Gemara then says, Maitakante, what's the way to fix this? Yarba Lavreim, bring him more friends. Interesting to see how learning and success in learning hinges on relationships. But of course, this idea extends even beyond the Rebbe and Talmud. As Shammai says, Yehavi Mekabel es kol ha'adam, b'sever panim yafos, everyone. And even though we know that Shammai was a stickler, Shabbos daf lamed aleph, he rejected someone he considered a convert, a potential convert who he considered to be asking for a chutzpah dikur request. So even though Shammai felt that sometimes we have to be sticklers, our initial receiving of others should be b'sever panim yafot. This statement of Shammai served as a basis for future generations developing the idea further. Rabbi Yishmael in the third parak is quoted as saying, not just being mekabel b'sever panim yafos, but have the mekabel as kol ha'adam b'simcha, with happiness when you see people. Perek Dalet, Rav Masya ben Charash is quoted as saying, Hevi makdim b'shlom kol adam. We should be first to say hello to people before they say hello to us. Interestingly, the Gemara in Brachot Daf Yud Zayin tells us a very powerful application of this by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Even though we know that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was such a great Talmud Chacham, the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chavchet tells us, Shlo hiniach mikra mishnah, Gemara alachos agadus, dikduke Torah, dikduke sofrim. He knew everything. On the other hand, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, no one ever said hello to him before he said hello to them. You see how important he saw saying hello to others, granting people, showing people their significance, especially as a Gadol Hador. Mishlei Perech of Zayin teaches us, Kemayim apanim lapanim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. People's faces reflect how they are feeling towards one another. So when we show positivity to other people, it generates positivity in them as well. This is a very powerful concept that Shammai is teaching us. Rav Nachman Mibreslov says that in the end, the shalom of each generation hinges on how people greet each other, ha'aras panim, the face of how we face each other, how we say hello to each other, how we greet each other. Let's all think about how we can apply Shammai's statement to greet people in a more powerful way.